today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Today, Sunday, 5th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Murdad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is starting moment of today's special, so we'll listen to chapter Al-Fajr, verses 15 to 20.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, "My Lord has honored me."
وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ.
But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me."
كَلَّا بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا.
And you love wealth with immense love.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
It is noteworthy that in the first verse it says Allah honors him and blesses him, but at the end of the verse man is scorned because of feeling himself honored by him. This is for the reason that in the first case of honoring it means bounty and the second means nearness to Allah. But when he tries him and puts him in dire straits for his subsistence, he says, "My Lord has disgraced me." Despair covers him thoroughly and he becomes displeased with Allah, forgetting that these are some of the ways Allah tests him.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
This episode of today's special concerns about why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. The noble sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein did not go unnoticed and in vain. The entire world at the time condemned Yazid, and Imam al-Hussein earned for himself such titles as Father of Freedom Seekers and Leader of the Martyrs. He became a divine force for those who refused to bow down to oppression, and thereby a source of inspiration to those fighting for justice. In this way, Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom became a source of strength and endurance for Muslims in times of suffering and oppression since then. He has come to stand with every wronged man or woman before oppressive rulers, reproaching wrongdoers and encouraging the oppressed to persist in their struggle for freedom. One such personality was the famous Indian non-violence freedom fighter Mahatma Gandhi. In one of his marches against the British colonial rule in India, he chose 72 people to accompany him. When he was asked for this choice, he said he did so, treading on the footsteps of the 72 martyrs of Karbala. Another instance directly related to the inspiration from the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein is the Iranian Revolution that ended the oppressive and corrupt Pahlavi regime.
Rahim, Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send my condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam upon you, brothers and sisters, and I welcome you to the program Husseiniyya. The Ashura of Imam Hussein has many lessons for us to learn. Ziyarat Ashura is a ziyarat that is a gift by Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam to us. And we learn that the bala of Imam Hussein is not only limited to him, it is also our bala. It is also our trial and tribulations. It is also our misfortune. When we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam and we see how patient he was, how strong he was, that his patience even amazed the angels. And he was a mountain, and he gave patience to his followers. We learn that in life, we need to be able to deal with our own trials and tribulations. We learn that we need to be strong. And we said that if a person wants to reach happiness, happiness is what? Happiness is minimizing pain. Happiness is managing our misfortunes. Happiness is maximizing our joy, enjoying life, enjoying spirituality, enjoying religion. Therefore, the more we manage bala, the more we understand bala, the better we will enjoy our own life. And this is a great lesson in Ashura, inshallah.
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Let's learn one lesson from Karbala, a deeper understanding of death. Few people desire death. The Holy Quran challenges the Jews for not welcoming death in view of their alleged special relationship with Almighty Allah. Imam Hussein depended our comprehension of death by drawing attention to the three points. Death is written for everyone and no soul can escape it. He said death is an adornment of life as a necklace is an adornment of a beautiful woman. Death with dignity is preferable to a life lived in humiliation. dying for the cause of Islam is martyrdom. In his farewell to relatives in Medina, the Imam said, "Whoever joins us will be martyred. Those who remain behind will miss the victory." In this part, we'll listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam al-Hussein's movement is indeed perceivable via two perspectives, both of which are acceptable. Nonetheless, when put together, the two views show extensive dimensions of this movement. One perspective involves the appearance of Imam al-Hussein's action, which is a movement against a corrupt, deviated, suppressive, and oppressive regime, Yazid's regime. But at the heart of his action, there is a more important movement that the second perspective will lead to, the move against ignorance and humiliation of mankind. In fact, even though Imam al-Hussein fights against Yazid, his extensive historical fight is not against the short-living and insignificant Yazid. Rather, his main fight is against mankind's ignorance, abasement, deviation, and humiliation. Indeed, Imam al-Hussein fights against such vices.
The reason why we commemorate Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, his life, his mission, his legacy, every single year, year after year, is because Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, his struggle against Yazid is not a struggle of one man against another. Many people in history have fought one another, and many of them have been forgotten. The reason we remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein and his struggle against Yazid is that this is the epitome of good versus evil. Of absolute good versus absolute evil. Of truth versus falsehood. Justice versus injustice. These are the values at hand, my dear brothers and sisters. This is why every year, incessantly, the followers of Ahlul Bayt remember the name of Hussein. Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, yes, he was a great figure. But the reason we remember him is not solely because he was the grandson of Rasulullah. Because he was our third and holy imam. That's not the only reason we remember him. The reason we remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is for the values that he stood for, the values that he imparts to us. If it were not for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, Islam would have been lost. They say in the period after the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, corruption was so rife, falsehood was spreading in the lands due to the corruption of Muawiyah, that certain armies who would go and fight other non-Muslims, under the command of who? Muawiyah. They would have to be sent preachers to teach them how to do wudu. They didn't even know how to do wudu. Can you imagine? If you can't do your wudu, what's not accepted? Your prayers. This is a basic tenet of Islam, to do wudu in order to what? Fulfill your prayers. The army, supposedly the most pious, most believing men, at the time, they did not even know how to do wudu. Why? Because after the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was the falsehoods of Muawiyah that began to spread in the land.
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam al-Hussein and his true followers were martyred. That was all for today's special, and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.